USA Radio News.
Trump administration officials have been waiting for news from both Saudi and Turkish investigations after the Saudis confirmed Jamal Khashoggi's death. But they're saying he died after a fight.
I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
The president said it's a good first step, a big first step. He said Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. Earlier, the White House issued a written statement saying it will continue to advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with due process. Several senators are already expressing doubts about Saudi Arabia's story, including Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A possible tragedy was averted by police in Kentucky. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The man under arrest by Kentucky State Police for making threats against Anderson County schools was carrying 200 rounds of ammunition and a bulletproof vest. Kentucky State Police Commissioner Rick Sanders.
I can tell you that he was caught backing out of his driveway with the tools he needed to commit this heinous act.
20-year-old Dylan Jarrell admits to making the threats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Go.
A caravan of migrants from Central America that are heading to the U.S. were blocked from getting into Mexico. They began tearing down a barrier that was at the border. The massive migrants crammed onto a thin border bridge and chanted, "Yes, we can." They were then blocked by another gate on the Mexican side where riot police deployed pepper spray. Spanish TV Telemundo showed panicked migrants jumping into the river. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet reports a Seahawk helicopter has crashed on the flight deck of the USS Ronald Reagan. John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation. I'm John Clemens.
Hurricane Michael has affected families across the U.S. My cousin used to live near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida before her home was demolished. When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me, after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.